We classify the crystals into seven crystal classes. And usually when there's a list of crystal classes, they start with the least symmetric and go to the most symmetric. But I want to go the other way around. So I'm going to start at the bottom and start out describing cubic crystals. And in a cubic crystal, or in any crystal, there's a periodic structure that gets repeated. And in a cubic crystal, you can choose this repeating structure to be a cube. And you take a cube and you repeat it over and over again, so the same pattern of atoms gets repeated over and over again. And the sides of the cube are all the same, and all the angles are 90 degrees. And then there's hexagonal crystals. And for hexagonal crystals, the cell that you repeat is hexagonal. So it's a hexagon and it's got straight sides going down, and then another hexagon on the bottom. And then there's something called a rhombohedral. It's also called trigonal. There are two names for the same crystal class or crystal system. And it's like a cube, except it's been pushed over so that the angles are not 90 degrees anymore. So all the sides have the same length, but the angles, none of the angles are 90 degrees. So this is what our rhombohedral looks like. And then sometimes crystals are tetragonal, and you might get this if the crystal is made out of kind of long molecules. Then the smallest unit cell like this that you can make, it's got one long side and two shorter sides. So if these two sides have the same length, then it's tetragonal. And if none of the sides have the same length, then it's orthorhombic. So this is orthorhombic. But in both of these two cases, the angles in the corners are 90 degrees. And then the next less symmetric case is called monoclinic, and there the three sides all have different lengths, and one of the angles is not 90 degrees, but two of them are still 90 degrees. And then in triclinic is the least symmetric case. All of the sides have different lengths, and all of the angles are not 90 degrees. And it's possible to classify all crystals into one of these crystal systems. So the sides are just called A, B, and C. The convention is that A, if they're different, A is the shortest side, B is the next, and C is the longest, if there are different lengths. And the angles are typically called alpha, beta, and gamma. And alpha is the angle between the B and the C sides. Beta is the angle between the A and the C sides. And gamma is the angle between A and B. So it's like taking the first two letters, alpha, beta, gamma, of the Greek alphabet, and it's the angle between the other two sides.